You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well Today with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we stole it from Ray Stevens. You might remember the song, Everything is Beautiful in Its Own Way. Well, how about Medicare? And I want you to think about Medicare in Philippians 4:8 for me for a minute. You may think that's a bit of a controversy, but let's just think about Medicare and think about this statement. And this is Paul speaking to you now, so you better listen up. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Now, I would not have really understood that verse quite as well as I do today had not two things happened. One, my father passed away on March 19th of this year. And number two is John Eldridge, who many know as, you know, one of my favorite Bible teachers, talked about his own father's death and that he went into a deep depression afterwards. And what really, really helped him was to go out and find beauty. Now, he found that being John Eldridge out in the mountains and elk hunting or whatever. He was out, you know, looking at, you know, a sunset or whatever, but the idea being that God's heart is really good towards us, and we just have the hardest time believing that.
we do.
Ever since Eve thought, nope, I've got to take a bite of that apple, you know, and Adam went along with it, we have a hard time believing that God's not holding out on us somehow. But when you get out there and you begin to look at things, how beautiful they are, and you realize that God's heart isn't holding out on you. And really, when I look at Medicare in this situation, as you brought it out to my attention this morning, actually, Hans, in a text you sent me, that this is really a beautiful thing.
Well, and as they say, you know, if you listen to the song and you read the verse, I mean, you're only going to see the beautiful if you're actually looking for it.
Right.
Okay. And if you're looking for the opposite or the cost or the difficulties or the challenges or the bad things within something. And I think where this applies to Medicare is I work and talk to people about Medicare every day. And the people that are on Medicare, my clients, and they're using it, I never hear any really complaints or the bad things about Medicare. I don't really hear them. Seldom is better than never. I seldom hear that. It's the people coming on to Medicare, the people anticipating Medicare, the people that are much younger that are looking at it. They're reading the news. They're experiencing signing up for Medicare. They're seeing, and they're not seeing the good. They're failing to see the good. And this is really the message that I brought into you this morning is in my work, I want to lead people to look at all things and to see the good in it. And let's start with that. It doesn't mean we're going to ignore the bad things or the costs. It just means that we're going to start with the good. I mean, there's got to be some good in Medicare if it's covering all the people 65 and over in the United States. I mean, I know there's a lot of good in Medicare because I work with it every day.
Well, I love this. He sent me this morning this text, and it said, and he was telling me, Robbie, when Medicare, which observed its 50th birthday in 2014, was enacted into law on February 9th, 1964, President Lyndon Johnson said, one of the most urgent orders of business at this time is the enactment of hospital insurance for the aged through Social Security to help older people meet the higher cost of illness without jeopardizing their economic independence. Well, as I thought about that statement, I thought about my father's own situation in the last 6 months of his life. I can assure you his medical bills were at least $175,000. Yet, because of Medicare, he still had an estate to give to his family. His economic independence was not in jeopardy because of Medicare.
Oh, yeah. And it was, we broke his situation down a little bit. And I, you know, take $175,000 in bills, which sounds pretty common for a person at the end of their life that's battling a number of things as he was. $125,000 of that, this is a guess, but it's a pretty educated guess, is Part A. It's going to be the hospital bills.
Yeah, the hospital bills were, especially when he was in intensive care, yeah.
Yeah, probably 125, maybe a little more, but 125, and that's Part A of Medicare. And what I want to just forget the supplement, forget all the stuff that we talk about on the show, just Medicare itself paid $123,600 of that $125,000 Part A bill. I mean, so you pay a deductible one time of $1,400 if you don't have a supplement. Medicare pays the rest for 60 days in the hospital.
It's absolutely phenomenal. And then so his supplement paid the other $1,400. And I've seen the bills. Of course, he didn't have to pay any of it.
Well, then we move to Part B. Okay. And at Part B, we're guessing $50,000 in expenses. This, Medicare paid, if we assume the deductible was met earlier in the year, you know, you take $50,000 in bills, Medicare pays 80% under Part B, Medicare paid $40,000 of $50,000. And this is what I've said all along. I'm a Medicare supplement salesperson. So, you know, this really seems a little counterintuitive, but the supplements, the Medicare supplements, with people like your dad, and I did talk to your dad while he was living about his supplement.
Right.
I think the supplements get too much credit. You know, in other words, if you're a senior and you've just gone through something like this and you've had $175,000 in bills and you're still alive to talk about it, and, you know, you got 165 of them, essentially, 164 paid by Medicare and 11,000 paid by the supplement, you're going to give too much of the credit toward the supplement, okay? Because that's what you see, that's what you're paying for, but you're not really going to look at this breakdown. Medicare by itself is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at the beauty of that was that, you know, the government decided to take care of our aged to make sure that they would have that kind of care, because it wouldn't have mattered what my dad's station was in life, right? With those products, he was going to get that level of care. It, you know, no respecter of persons.
Well, and so getting back to what we're talking about is I want people and I want clients that are coming in to see me, I want to lead them to seeing the beauty in Medicare and to where we can all experience some gratitude, because we've all put this together through our taxes. I mean, so Lyndon Johnson's getting the credit as the president who signed the bill and gave the speech. And that quote, by the way, is right out of my book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. And it's out of the Medicare chapter, which you can find at cardinalguide.com.
That's a good place to pause and say, yeah, his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, you can get a free download of the chapter we're talking about today, Medicare, right, is one of the seven worries tab there. And, you know, you can get it there on the PDF for free. Or, again, as we always say, you can email Hans, tell him you want the book. He will hook you up. Or you can go easily and to Amazon.
You can find Amazon. You can find the book on Amazon through our website. You got a lot of ways to get it. The point is, this whole radio show is based upon the book, and we follow the chapters along in the book and the sections and the worries. And what I'd like to be leading people to do is to start with the beauty in some things. And most folks, or if you listen to the news and you, you know, you read about it, you experience signing up for Medicare, and you look at Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. It's confusing. You got premiums, and then you talk to somebody like me, and you need to buy a supplement and a Plan G. It sounds like alphabet soup, and then you read that the government's going to go broke, and then they're talking about Medicare for all, and people say, oh, it's not this. And people just kind of get a general feeling. It's just negative. And what I also see is once they get on Medicare and they get a good supplement and then they get a Part D drug plan, they're generally very, very happy with this. And they're realizing that they're in a better position to use healthcare than they were before they were on Medicare, a much better position.
Right, and if you can go back up to 10,000 feet for a minute and say, okay, at cardinalguide.com, which we always talk about, Cardinal Guide, you got to put the guide after the cardinal. At cardinalguide.com, you'll see it's a 7 worries tab. Well, the reason why he has that there and he has it in the book is that he doesn't want you to worry. God is going to take care of this stuff. And you know, it's interesting, you know, for such a time as this, you tuned into the radio show to find out that, hey, Medicare is really a great thing for people in the United States of America, and he's got your back. In this case, he's got your back through Medicare, and don't miss what's going on, even though it's very hard to understand, but it's been worth my time over the last year and a half to really understand what's going on, because I can see the beauty of it so much clearly as I went through this stuff with my dad. So I guess we've busted our first segment. Maybe you're beginning to see that everything's beautiful in its own way, like Ray Stevens sang about. But we come back, we got more stories, we got more stuff, more ways to look at this, and more ways for you to see or to be able to take advantage of what God has given you here through this program. So thank you for listening to Finishing Well. As we always tell you, you can get the podcast. All you have to do is tell Siri, your phone, hey, I want to listen to the Finishing Well podcast, and we'll do it. Or tell Alexa, however it works out for you. Or go to cardinalguide.com. We'll be right back. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today's show, we've been talking about Medicare, but from a different angle, being that, you know, everything is beautiful according to Ray Stevens in its own way. And
And to connect to your story with John Eldridge is that if you're going to go through life, and you need to see the beauty in things, in you know, in everything. And with Medicare, I work with it every day, and I work with clients, and I work with problems with it every day. But I start with the beauty of it. And so, you know, the story that I bring, and if you take the time to read my book, or even just a chapter of the book, which we talked about earlier, how you can get that at cardinalguide.com, I have a story which is similar to your dad's that I plugged into the book. And these were some clients of mine that bought Medicare supplements, both of them. And Megan and Jason, they're on page 33 and 34 of the original Cardinal Guide. And the story really doesn't have anything that spectacular different than your father's story. It's just maybe the bills were $250,000 instead of $175,000. But Medicare paid most of the bill under Part A and Part B. And the supplement came in and paid the difference. These people were both thrilled with the result. And it even paid for some skilled nursing for him for really the whole 100 days. This is back 3 or 4 years ago. So it's a little bit different. Wanted to bring it up, but as you brought your dad's story into it.
I'll be the first to say, not only did they pay for the hospitalization, Medicare paid for that, but then in Encompass Home Health, they paid for that, and they did a wonderful job. They even had physical therapists coming in, you know, a couple times a week, and this was after he was at home. But at the end, you know, they paid for a hospice, which was, you know, right there to the very end of his life, you know, and that was the deal. But one of the things I would like to bring out is that, you know, if my dad had known you, you know, 15 years prior to this, he could have saved a whole lot of money on his supplement. And he even got to the point where he was frustrated with the supplement because he didn't really understand it. And that was the beauty of having people like you in his life to understand what it was he really did have. And
he was just paying too much for it. What your dad had was a Plan F, okay?
Right.
Which is the highest benefits, basically pays all the deductibles and copayments. So he really ended up in this hospitalization owing nothing, okay? Or you and
right,
the estate
right.
owes nothing. And he could have, he was just paying too much for it. I mean, he was up in his 80s. He had the same supplement since the very beginning when he was 65. And he just paid it, thought it was good, and it was good. He could have been paying half, okay? Because it's a common misunderstanding about Medicare supplements now is that the government almost 30 years ago made them identical. So your dad had a Plan F, and a Plan F from Blue Cross Blue Shield is exactly the same as a Plan F from Mutual of Omaha, is exactly the same as a Plan F from AARP United Healthcare. They're all identical. They're standardized. So the moral of that story is you need to shop around, and you need to do it consistently every few years. Now, if you're after a serious illness, they may not accept you right after a serious illness of changing supplements. So you need to be, when I say in reasonably good health, we get a lot of people with some real severe conditions that still change supplements. And if it's done in the right way, you're going to be better off for it. We recommend every 2 to 3 years that you shop this, and you get identical benefits from a new company. It's just it comes in at a much lower rate.
And this is a discussion that younger people need to have with their parents because their parents may not know about it.
That's exactly right. I mean, for those of you that are listening that are under 65, or even if you're just 65, your parents are still living. I just had some people in my office yesterday that there's been very little discussion between mom and the adult children, okay, about money, about insurance, about any of these things.
Yeah, and just let me tell you, this is the voice of a 63-year-old son who's got unbelievable experience. I thought I had a lot of good conversations with my dad. I didn't have nearly as many as I probably should have, right, Hans? But
well,
man,
the Medicare insurance might be a safe place to start those discussions.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go through the 7 chapters or the 7 worries in the book, or you find them on the website, Social Security, Medicare, long-term care, IRAs, investments, life insurance and estate planning, and income taxes. I mean, you go through all those 7 things. If you come in to see me, or your parents come in to see me, or you come in together, or we do it on the phone, we're going to go through all 7 of those things, and we're going to have a discussion, and ultimately, we're going to find out where they stand with all 7 of them. And what I'm saying, we're talking about Medicare today, is if you're 55 and mom or dad is 80 or 85 and you haven't talked about any of these 7 things, or you just talked lightly about them and you've just had some conversation and you haven't, Medicare might be the best place to open the conversation. It might be the safest. And to really get in there and look at it and see where they stand. And they might be just, you know, fine. You know, and you might face, oh, I'm fine with that. I like that. I'm not changing that. Well, just peer through that a little bit. Let's just take a look at it and see what it is. And what I'm trying to tell you with the Medicare supplement is the policies are identical from company to company. And typically, if I had met your dad a few years ago, we might have changed him to a G, from an F to a G. I don't want to get into the details of that, but the G is almost as good as the F and probably about $400 less expensive. Then I would have also changed him probably to a different company, and I would have picked, I couldn't tell you exactly what that company is, as we represent over 30 of them. You can go onto our website if you want to shop Medicare supplements. You don't even need to call us or tell us who you are. I mean, you can just go in to cardinalguide.com. You click under the Medicare tab, and there's a rate calculator right there. You put in your zip code, your age, gender, click, and there it is. It'll give you a list of every company that sells it in your zip code or your parents' zip code, and there's your comparison right there. And you'll be shocked at the differences between the bottom one or the most expensive one and the top one, which is the least expensive. Just shocked. So the moral of that is with Medicare supplements, make sure you shop them regularly. You know, I'm saying every 2 to 3 years. If they haven't been looked at in a while, let's take a look at them. Then you get into Part D, okay?
Yeah, and that's another thing that I think, you know, fortunately, based on our conversations, you know, my mother-in-law, you know, she saw something on TV and like, here I go, this is my deal right now. And boy, oh boy, I mean, that can affect your life big time.
Oh, sure. I mean, especially with drug prices as they are today. And again, I want you to see the beauty in this, okay? How do you see it? I had a guy yesterday that we were talking to. His wife is taking a cancer drug that is $12,500 a month. That's a lot of money.
Definitely.
And, you know, let me tell you something. This gentleman was wonderful because he could see the beauty in it, because this drug has kept his wife alive. But a lot of folks, they're going to say, oh, those drug companies, they're ripping you off, or, you know, they're just, well, I mean, maybe that's true. But I want to see the beauty in this. You know, the beauty of this is she's still alive and she's recovering. And she's recovering. The type of cancer that she has is never going to go away, but it can be managed.
The beauty of it is inside that drug company. Now, whoever might be corrupt in the drug company, but there was a guy who wanted to help people, who was willing to stay up all night doing research to figure out how to create something that would stop this evil.
And this drug company might have bought it from that guy. He was working with test tubes out in his garage or something.
But God was behind something.
Well, sure, and that's why it's so expensive, and now it becomes our problem to make recommendations to try to make that right. And, you know, he's able to get a scholarship through that drug company where they're going to pay for part of it. But the point I want to make about it is with Medicare, you got Part D, and the same Part D plan doesn't work for everybody. There's several available to you. This is the time of year you can't really change your Part D plan now unless there's some special situation. You got to wait till the fall for that. But it's fine to be talking about it now. If you're having a discussion with your parents, we need to look into that too. Okay. There's penalties with those. If we're talking to you and you're on Medicare, you can look at your Medicare supplement 365 days a year. So we're changing those for people every day, or just affirming what they have. There's a pretty good chance that we probably represent the company you have it with now. I mean, we represent most of them. We can give you an analysis of that.
Yeah, and then there's Medicare Advantage, which is, again, another challenge when it comes to
that. And we sell those as well. By and large, if you can afford a supplement, and you can afford to pay the premium without taking bread off the table, you're going to be better off with original Medicare and a Medicare supplement and a Part D plan. The primary reason is you're going to be able to choose your doctor. You're going to be able to go to the hospital and the doctor of your choice. Okay? Your dad bounced around to a few hospitals.
Oh, my word.
And having original Medicare, that's good anywhere. he might have had a little bit of trouble over there in rural area around Reidsville or whatever, getting a Medicare Advantage plan set up for Winston-Salem to accept that. I don't know for sure whether he would or not. My general recommendation with that is to lean toward getting Medicare and a supplement, but it's not the same for everybody. There's many people that we write Medicare Advantage plans on that are very happy with them, and they're the right thing for them. But as always, this is an area to seek out counsel and seek out wise counsel. That's what I'm recommending. I write about it in both of my books, which you can get the chapters. And I really just want to impress upon folks that I'd like to move the conversation to start with the beauty in all these programs, because they were created by God, and it's our job to order things so they work out best for you.
God has our back in this country in some amazing ways, and so we're so grateful for a little map to guide our way through it, the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for Living in Retirement. Again, at cardinalguide.com, the 7 Worries tab, all that stuff, email Hans if you want the book. We're so grateful that you listened and that you're seeing the beauty in it like us right now. So thank you, and God bless.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.